Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This guy is rocking and rolling. It's the off-season time. We're getting ready for a Super Bowl, but it's always great to catch up with our favorite guy. It's time now for the Grady Jarrett Show here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Grady, we haven't talked to you in about a month. Hope you and your family had a great Christmas and a happy New Year. How's everything going with you?
Everything's been good. No complaints, you know. So it's been a good start to the off-season and just hanging out, getting some fam time in, and, you know, just taking a step back. But it's been good, man. Miss talking to you guys.
And we miss talking to you as well. What is the offseason like for you? You know, unfortunately, you guys didn't make the playoffs like you wanted to. You were right there to the end and came up a little bit short. But what's this first month like? Do you actually get some relaxed time, or is it get right back in the lab, working on certain things, maybe trying to reshape your body or whatever it may be?
I'll tell you, the first first 2 weeks of the off season, the hardest for me, because you're so used to being in, you know, a routine and what you do daily, and then when it just stops, it's like, oh man, I got all this time, you know, I'm feeling unproductive or something. So you might try to just force something, and you know, my mom, people telling me just to sit down and just relax, you know what I'm saying? So that's always hard. It's just so you just got to let your body calm down. And so I did a little traveling, just a little quick close trips. You know, I went to Mexico once, which was nice. And then I went out to Vail, Colorado, you know, just took in some views and stuff like that. And that was nice. And so the first month is pretty chill. I'm starting out, you know, back working out and just doing some, some light training and just, you know, it's hard for me to stay at the lab anyway. I mean, even when I was at home, you know, at home I started back working out just to work out, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to work out. So it didn't like I was like doing full deal training, but, you know, being fortunate enough to have a little gym at the house, man, I was in there just killing time, curls and small bench press, stuff like that. And just hanging out, man. But now I'm getting to the point where I'm getting on a schedule, back in my routine, my off-season routine as far as training and stuff like that. And then I'm working up a ramp-up period through, you know, February to March and stuff like that. But then on the back end, I was just getting some family time with my little dude and just seeing him grow up so fast.
Grady Jarrett joins us in the locker room like he did all season long, every Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning. Hopefully we can continue that relationship and keep it going. What's your routine as far as self-scouting goes after a season? Some guys will get the cut-ups of all their games and go through and watch some of it, take some notes from the coaching staff, your position coach, and go look and watch film. What does Grady Jarrett do after each season?
Yeah, definitely whenever I get the time and access back to the after the season, we usually turn in our iPads and stuff like that, so I can't really watch at home like that. I'm sure I can request it, but I'll just take some time, just mentally get away from the game a little bit, and then towards end of February, March time, I would definitely go back and rewatch some games. And like I say every year, just find the things I could get better at. You know what I'm saying? The run game, pass rush, and just see some opportunities to where I was just, you know, so close to whether it was getting a sack or getting a tackle for loss, and just visualizing that and making that, because those are things are, you know, just the things that make a difference at the end of the season. You know, I'm sure there was three or four plays that were so close that I could have finished on a play or something like that, and that could have got me, you know, whether it's another sack or a bigger play for the defense or something like that, or just instead of getting a sack fumble, you know, just kind of finding out where we can take it to another level at, you know. So I think that's a good thing about it. And I love the South Scout. That's my favorite form of watching film, is watching myself, whether that's what I'm trying to say, like, conceded or nothing. But I learned the most from watching myself and how to get better, you know. So, and then if you take time, you watch a little stuff around the league and who did well and some things that they do good, and that's just being knowledgeable about the game. And so I'll definitely start that towards the end of February, maybe March time.
All right.
Grady, how would you rate your recruiting ability? There's a lot of talk about, you know, the salary cap and, you know, the money that the Falcons have available. Do you see yourself as far as talking to some of your friends around the league, inviting them or, you know, enticing them to come to the Falcons, or you leave that totally up to upper management?
I mean, you know, if guys want to reach out and talk, you know, I'm always open. But at the same time, you know, everybody got a process and what they're looking for, and the team and coaches got stuff that they're looking for. So I'm just a realist when it comes down to a lot of being in the game. I just see how I go and how effective player recruiting and stuff can be sometimes. And I just, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like men, grown men at that, do what they want to do. But if somebody want to, you know, talk to me and stuff like that, I'm definitely down with that. But, I mean, obviously, Atlanta is a great place, man. We're in a great position. Right now, it's a hell of a time to be Atlanta Falcon and an Atlanta Falcon fan because we're only going up. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I think that's going to sell itself, you know. So I'm super, super excited for the future of this team, and I'm sure we're going to make some great additions to the team this offseason.
Yeah, one of the additions that you guys have already made, at least in the coaching staff, is you got a new defensive coordinator. Dean Pease goes to retirement. Ryan Nielsen comes over from the Saints. Have you had a chance to meet with him and talk with him yet, and what's your impression? And I know as a defensive lineman, probably the thing that excites you the most is what he's been and what his history has been and developing defensive linemen and how many sacks his teams have gotten wherever he's been.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk with him on the phone once. But, you know, team has been busy, man. They've been out in Vegas working the Shrine Bowl, stuff like that. So we haven't had the opportunity to connect, but we definitely have talked and had a, you know, great conversation. But I'm super excited, you know, to work with him and, you know, just get a new look up front. But at the same time, you know, I also want to take this time to give, you know, Coach Pease his flowers, because for me to be able to play for him was an honor and a privilege, because, you know, back when the Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2012, I was in the locker room. I don't know if a lot of people know that, because I was close to Ray. So I've seen him, like, before, like, as a young college player and stuff like that. And then I was around all these legends that he coached before and stuff like that. So when we got the chance to work with Coach Pease, it was like a full circle moment for me. And then just the conversations that we had and the opportunity that I had to have and learn multiple positions, playing defense and stuff like that. You know, I never played, like, a lot of 4-eye, 4-tech, and had the opportunity to play, you know, outside as much as I did. And it was just super fun. So definitely widen my range just as a defensive lineman, and I think that's going to help me going forward in my career. So I want to just send him off on a happy retirement, man. It was an honor and a privilege to play for him. But I'm super, super excited to go in it with, go in this new phase with Ryan.
Do you
just see what he got?
Do players feel the energy and the difference in the locker room with the vibe and the energy going into an offseason like this one, where you have a lot of money to spend in free agency? There's a lot more positivity knowing that, hey, we're kind of out of the rebuild, compared to like going into last offseason where you knew you had a lot of dead cap. Do players notice? Are they aware of those things? Like, do you feel the difference in the vibe already going into this offseason compared to last?
It's something hard to say. I don't think fans understand the fact that when you know, it's easy to talk about cap this, we need this and that. But at the same time, you got men in there trying to do a job, you know, the same way, you know, they're working hard and they want to be productive. So I don't think everybody can be like, we got cap space, we're going to do that. Because, I mean, that means somebody got to go. So it's like, it's not nothing we focus on. Only thing you can focus on when you got the team assembled is being that best team you can be, you know. And as far as with the cap situation, you know, there's people in place to handle that. And obviously, there can be got to be decisions made all the time. And ain't nobody safe in this league. You know what I'm saying?
So you'll be all right, dude. I can promise you that. You're pretty safe, Grady.
So you got to go to work and just be ready for however it goes. You know what I'm saying? But it's not an ongoing conversation around the masses of the team. But it's also something that's inevitable.
I was not safe a lot of my career, and I never for one second knew what the salary cap situation was. I didn't know if we were in salary cap hell or heaven. What I did know is I didn't know we had the eighth pick, and I sure as hell know I didn't want him to pick a wide receiver. I can promise you that. That's what I knew. Other than that, you just play football.
Bro, you already know how it go, bro. So that's very, very accurate.
So you talk about Ryan Nielsen coming in and some of the changes. We want to have some fun with you because there's changes in the division. You guys get to go out as a team that retired Tom Brady's old ass because you beat him in the last regular season game and he's gone. I know you've given nothing but love to Tom and all the competition you've had against him. What is it like to see one of the greatest to ever play this game walk away?
He played a long career and just super, super, successful. It's like you can go all day about the things that he's accomplished in this league, man. I think it make it much more sweet just the way it started, being a low round pick and just, turning into one of the best, if not the best ever at your position and then playing at a high level in three different decades is wild, So, it's definitely something that go down in history. He deserved, great retirement, stuff like that. And shoot, but I'm sure there'd be a lot of people talking about how good and, great he is over this next course. Cause everybody was so ready for it last season. I was like, I'm just going to sit this one out. And then he came back and tore him up again. Definitely wasn't the best.
So the Pro Bowl has a whole bunch of fun competitions this year. Longest drive, dodgeball, kick-tack-toe, all this different stuff. Off the field, what is Grady Jarrett the best at? Are you a great dominoes player? Do you play spades? Can you get down on the PS5? What would you be outside of a football player? What's your best trash talk event?
Oh, I'm down with spades, Uno. I feel like Uno is kind of a lucky game, though. But spades, my skill level, I'm there all the way. And I could tell who could play and who can't play within the first two hands, so always good to get a good partner. But and I don't play the video game as much as I used to growing up. I haven't played the game for years, but I'm always pressed to get the new game console just to know I have it or something. But I haven't played a video game. The kids too good, man.
My son whoops me at NBA 2K.
Grady, I know you've had a chance to participate in the Pro Bowl before, so you would have a good opinion on this. Do you like what they're doing, changing it, going it away from the game? What's kind of the opinion of a player inside the NFL? What are other players saying about the way they've changed it?
I mean, I like it. I haven't watched any of it just because I've been busy. But, I like they're trying to do something. And I think players should be celebrated when they go to the Pro Bowl, whether they play a game or do events like this. If a fan watch it, cool. If they don't watch it, cool. At the end of the day, the only way you're going to please the fans is we go out there run full speed one-on-ones all day, do Oklahoma drills. We're not doing that at the end of the year. What I'm saying? It's a different game. We can't do that. We can't do that. But I definitely think it's nothing that they should take away because, obviously I'm disappointed I didn't make it this year, but I have made it in the past, and I want to make it in the future, So I can't say this year because I didn't make it, they don't need to do it, or the Pro Bowl is all BS, because, it's not, So – it's something that guys work for, they earn, and whether people agree with or who don't agree with make it or not, they should still have celebrated, get a time, because you go there and you meet guys you never meet before, and your family get to hang out, they do events for you, and they try to show you love in some kind of way. So, however they figured out to do it, I think it's good. And I played in the game once, which was, it was definitely different, And I haven't had the experience of doing the Pro Bowl games with it being the first game this year. But, they're trying to do something nice, man. It's one of the things where you just take it how it come and know the guys deserve to be there, earn their way there.
Next time you have a charitable event, we need to put together a spades team because I think there's some trash talkers in this room right here that want to get down on some spades and see if we can make something happen.
Hey, I'm down. I'm down with that. And then whoever, my partner, just get ready to win.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we look forward to winning a bunch next year. I know the Falcons are going to be really good. We look forward to keeping you as part of the team here in the locker room, and we appreciate you taking some time out during the offseason to check in with us. Have a great offseason. I'm sure we'll catch up with you down the road, and if not, we'll see you in training camp sooner rather than later.
Done deal, man. Glad catching up with you guys.
Always. That's Grady Jarrett right there on the Grady Jarrett Show.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.